Jerry Bader Show, 10:50. Jason, have you caught up on Blue Bloods yet? Not yet, huh? My wife and I just watched last week's episode last night. Excellent. Last week's episode was excellent. Just fantastic. Now I have to turn my attention to the baseball playoffs on TV. I really haven't. So it's the Dodgers and the Cardinals in the NLCS. I asked Jason, because Zach Greinke starts tonight for the Dodgers, right? Isn't that tonight? I said, what would you rather see? Greinke, whenever it is, Greinke gets the start. Greinke gets shelled or the Dodgers lose? You're like, oh, Dodgers lose. I mean, Cardinals, sorry. Cardinals lose. I see. Yeah, tonight, game one on TBS. I believe that's 7:30 our time, right? You're right. Here's what I would like. I'd like to see Greinke not make it out of the first, and then the Dodgers come back to win. That's what I would like to see. Boston and Detroit, who's going to win? Boston, the series I'm talking now, the ALCS. Boston and Detroit. You want Boston, but you think it's going to be Detroit? Really? Boston will win. Boston and the Cardinals. And I don't know who wins. I don't know who wins. But I'm convinced that's the series going to be. I'm tempted to say the Cardinals in six. But Boston is such a load this year. You're saying Boston and the Dodgers? Then who wins? Boston. The Cardinals will just infuriate me and win. I just know it. Although I think Boston is the better team. I think Boston is the most talented of the four remaining teams. But I also think there are four outstanding baseball teams there. It should be two really good league championship series and World Series. Really should be. We'll see. That should be really good. Here's what hasn't been really good. And now, by the way, if you're a liberal and you're listening, you're going to say, well, you're about to say that something wasn't really good, but that's just your stupid opinion. No, I'm going to back it up with fact. Mary Burke announced her candidacy for governor this week. She has not had a spectacular week. She held a news conference in Green Bay yesterday. It was complete fluff. I mean, her answers were empty rhetoric with no clear enunciating of what she'll do. Well, what has Scott Walker done wrong? Well, we could just be better. An answer such as that all the way through. Here's what's interesting, though. So there were, about a half a dozen reporters there. They each got one turn. I have never seen this before. And, you know, reporters who are ready, when they're all set up, reporters are just going to start building out questions. No, they pointed to this reporter, then that one, then now your turn, your turn, your turn. Goodbye. Now, each did get, well, what happened is when they figured out what was going on, they warned her that they had several questions. Because, oh, hell, we're only going to get one crack at this, one shot. Okay. Her answers were stilted and empty. Now, I have said she's formidable. And don't underestimate her. Rehearsed as though she were reading them. I said, don't underestimate her. She's got millions of her own money to spend. Nobody like that can ever be taken lightly. And that is true. But I'm not quivering with fear after hearing a little bit from her. Then there's this. Dan Bice. Now, Jason just rolled his eyes. Dan can frustrate. He can. Can he? Well, yeah, I know what he did to me. And the thing I've said, and conservatives are mad at this, and I called him and said, hey, you want to tell the rest of the story? He changed it. So I do give him a lot of credit for that. Well, he shouldn't have run it in the first place. I know. You know, I know. I know. But I gave him some... Look, reporters usually will not change anything no matter what you say. So I was impressed by that. But no, he can confound the hell out of you. If you're a conservative, this is not one of those times. Mm-hmm. Uline owner says Mary Burke exaggerates involvement in company's job moves. Democratic gubernatorial, you're going to like this. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke made sure to tout her jobs records in the video announcing her candidacy this week. I spent a few years as Wisconsin's Commerce Secretary, focused every day on creating jobs, Burke says in the three-minute plug. We've reopened the mill in Park Falls, brought Uline to Kenosha, and help entrepreneurs and new businesses start up and grow. The promo piece came as a shock to one business leader. That would be the CEO of Uline Inc. When I saw it, I said, holy moly, what the heck is this, said Richard Uline, who with his wife Elizabeth owns Uline, a packaging supply company. I don't even know her. That's the strange part of it. I like that so much, I'm going to read it again. I don't even know her. That's the strange part of it. Uline and his wife were in touch with a lot of state and local officials when they were expanding their operations and moving corporate headquarters to Pleasant Prairie several years ago. The 68-year-old businessman said he met Governor Jim Doyle at a press conference. He also chatted several times with Burke's successor, former Commerce Secretary Richard Leinenkugel. But Uline, a big-time financial supporter of Republican Governor Scott Walker, said he never talked to or met Burke during that process. I'm a little giddy here. He also was not contacted by her campaign before the video was released statewide. It's possible, he said, that Burke played some role in the projects, but he said it would have been a very minor one. He said it is not fair for Burke to use his corporation in her announcement. She really wasn't a big-time player, he said. If she's claiming she was, then she's being deceitful. Late Tuesday, after her campaign initially offered only a tepid state of response to Uline, Burke sent an email to No Quarter asserting her involvement in the projects. I was disappointed I never got the chance to meet Mr. Uline during the negotiations over moving his company to Wisconsin, but I thoroughly enjoyed meeting Liz, Uline's president, and the tour of their Illinois facility, Burke wrote. Okay. My commitment as Commerce Secretary was to work blah, blah, blah. Joe Fadness of the GOP, millionaire Mary Burke's campaign to take Wisconsin backward continues to stumble out of the gate. Indeed. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.